Bar Trek 2, The Anunnaki, Episode 1, Fantasy Deck. Captain Jerk is in the process of having a bad dream.
Worm, is that you?
Of course it's me. Boy, they don't call you Captain Jerk for nothing.
The name is Herc, Captain Herc. The J is silent because my father was Mexican.
Oh, okay. Well, that being the case, you can call me Herm. Yeah, Herm the Worm. It's short for Hermione.
I haven't seen you for a long time, Worm. I was hoping the pills that the ship's doctor gave me would eliminate you from my dreams.
Not a chance, Jerk. Herc. I was just on a little vacation. Went back to Dune to see a few of my old friends. Man, did I need a vacation. You got no idea how much work it is to create these wormholes. It takes a lot out of a worm.
So, what do you want with me, Worm? Or should I say Herm? Why are you here?
Same reason as always, Captain. To warn you that you and your crew are in danger.
Oh, what is the danger, Worm?
Sorry, Captain. I've gotta go. The wormhole is closing.
Are you okay, Jim? I got here as fast as I could. What was your bad dream this time? Mermaids or the worm?
It was the worm. She came to warn me about danger to the ship and crew. You know she's always right. When she gives me these warnings, something bad always happens shortly after.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I was just on my way down to the fantasy deck for a little adventure. Why don't you come with me? It will take your mind off of things.
Sure, Bone. That's a good idea. I haven't been to the fantasy deck in years.
Good day, gentlemen. I'm Martin Asta, your fantasy deck host and director. Now, this is my lovely assistant, Chelsea. I am the creator of the fantasy deck.
Welcome to the fantasy deck, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you both. My associate here is Captain Jerk, and I'm...
You are Mr. Boned. Mr. James Boned. I recognize you right away.
Yes, Mr. Boned, you are a legend around here.
Well, thank you, Chelsea. Maybe sometime I can convert you from being a Chelsea fan to a Man United fan.
Well, it would take some convincing, but I'd be willing to let you try.
Sorry to interrupt, but where would you gentlemen like to go today?
We would like to go to the gambling casinos of Macau. There's always plenty of adventure there.
Ah, an excellent choice, Mr. Bone. Excellent choice. And who would Captain Herc be going as? Do you have a favorite character, Captain?
Gee, I hadn't thought of that.
How about Hercules? You know, Herc becomes Hercules.
Excellent, excellent. Is that agreeable to you, Captain?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, gentlemen, I just need you to leave any weapons or jewelry you have with me, because no weapons or jewelry are permitted on the fantasy deck. Good, good. Oh, Captain, you forgot your watch.
Huh?
You are still wearing your watch.
Oh, I never go anywhere without my Apple Watch.
I'm sorry, Captain, but those are the rules. No weapons or jewelry on the fantasy deck.
Oh, it's okay. Let it go, Chelsea. We'll make an exception for the Captain. Now, is 2 hours enough time, Mr. Bone, or would you like more?
I could stay in Macau all day, but I'm afraid the Captain needs to get back to taking care of running the ship. So 2 hours will be fine.
Okay. Then you're all set, gentlemen. I've made all the necessary programming details, so enjoy yourself, and we shall see you in about 2 hours' time. Just step through the doorway. Oh, and here's your fantasy controller. Just press the red button if you want to stop your fantasy at any time.
Wow, I have muscles and I feel strong as an ox. Macau is magnificent. The sights, the sounds, the smells. It's wonderful.
Yes, old boy. Well, that's why I always have a good time when I come here. There's no place quite like it. We're outside one of my favorite casinos. Let's go inside.
Hello and welcome. My name is Alex Wong, and I am the casino manager. Nice to see you again, Mr. Bong. Are you here for dinner, gambling, or entertainment?
Well, Alex, Hercules and I won't have time for dinner, so we'll have to make do with gambling and entertainment.
Fine. I'll have Lotus and Rose Ember be your guiding companions. They shall see to your every need. Lotus, Rose Ember, please extend every courtesy to Mr. Bond and his associate, Hercules.
Rose Ember? That's a very unusual name. Does that mean you are a hot rose?
Smoking hot like a firecracker, Mr. Bond. Would you like some quiet time with me?
Yes, Rose Ember. I'd like that very much.
Layla, 你想不想同 Lotus 做爱啊, Mr. Hercules?
I don't understand Chinese. What is she asking me? Geez, she's drop-dead gorgeous, but I can't understand a thing she's saying.
She wants to know if you would like to launch a probe, old boy.
Oh, yes. I think I could manage that. For sure I would like that. How do I tell her that I don't speak her language?
Well, you give her a big smile and a wink, and take hold of her hand and give it a squeeze. Love has a language all its own, old boy.
Yes, it does. She seems to be getting the message.
Now, if you will all follow me to the quiet zone.
我喜欢她的表啊!
What did she say?
She says she likes your watch, old boy.
Thank you, Lotus. I never go anywhere without my Apple Watch.
Did I please you, Mr. Bong?
Yes, Rose Ember. Very much.
Will you come back to see me?
Definitely. I would like to spend more time with you.
Please take this medallion and wear it around your neck. It will protect you and keep you safe until you return to me.
Thank you, Rose Ember. It is very beautiful.
As the captain and James Bond proceed down the corridor, as they leave the quiet zone, two karate ninjas jump out in front of them in fight stance. As they turn to go back the way they came, they see that there is another karate ninja coming toward them in fight stance.
Well, old boy, it's ninjas. It looks like our quiet time is definitely over. Stay compact and remember, they are fast and accurate, but you are also as strong as an ox. Defend first, and then counter with strength. Use your shield.
Very good, Mr. Bond. You and your friend Hercules did very well. But now, let's see how good you are at stopping bullets. Shoot them, Victor!
Yes, Mr. Wong!
This seems a bit too real for me.
You're absolutely correct, old boy. I'm pushing the fantasy stop button.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Bones. This has never happened before. There must have been a breach of security.
Look what I found. It was real. There are bullets here next to your shield.
I've got to get back to the bridge. Let's go, Bong. The worm was right. There are terrorists on the ship.
I'm right behind you, Jim.